You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Jesus empowers all of us to lead people to Him. Learn more about our church's call to empower leaders in week 4 of our series, Radical.
We're in this series, Radical, since 1984, and we'll be talking about leadership. Can I just invite everyone to stand and open your Bibles to Acts chapter 8. We'll be reading from verses 1 to 7. Okay, thank you for bringing your Bibles this morning. Probably it's a digital one, like what you have in your phone or tablet. By the way, do you know the tablet is biblical? Si Moses may tablet. Okay, or if you're old school like me, you brought something like this. Or an older school like a scroll. Okay, I'll be reading from the ESV, the English Standard Version, a.k.a. Importante sa Victory. Verse 1, it says here, "And Saul approved of his execution. And there arose on that day a great persecution against the church in Jerusalem. And they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles." Repeat this after me. "Except the apostles. Devout men buried Stephen and made great lamentation over him. But Saul was ravaging the church and entering house after house. He dragged off men and women and committed them to prison." Verse 4. "Now those who were scattered," say this with me, "who were scattered, went about preaching the word. Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed to them the Christ. And the crowds, with one accord, paid attention to what was being said by Philip. When they heard him, saw the signs that he did. Verse 7, "For unclean spirits, crying out with a loud voice, came out many of who had them, and many who were paralyzed or lame were healed. So there was much joy in that city." Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. We believe, Lord, that this is a living seed that will be planted in our hearts, Lord. This will grow abundantly, bearing much fruit. And so, Lord, we pray, Father God, for the anointing and the preaching of the word this morning. I pray, God, that we will come out of this place changed, that there's a measure of growth and maturity, Lord, that will happen as we live the word that we will receive today, O God. I pray, God, that you speak to each one of your son and daughter, Lord, today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. You can sit down. You know, before I start this message, let me just do this. Of course, I thank you for inviting me here. And I'm really very excited, kahit po ganito mukha ko. Anyway, if I'm excited, I look like this. If I'm angry, I look like this. If I'm sad, pareho rin po. So I'm really excited from within, you know. And I thank you, Pastor Lee. Lee is a friend. Our wives are friend. In fact, we both agreed na Gigi yung pangalan ng mga asawa namin pareho. So our sons are friends, you know. So basically, we're family friends. By the way, my son is here, Marco. He's a senior in high school. I have another one who's a senior in college, and she's a she. Her name is Kara. But anyway, thank you, Pastor Lee, and I thank you for the rest of the pastoral team here in Green Hills. Of course, I thank my schoolmate, Pastor Tito Almadin. Oh, yeah, tama siya. Schoolmate daw, hindi classmate. Not even batchmate, okay? No. But of course, bro, naisip ko nga while I was praising and worshiping God, you know, there were three of us in that high school, as three Victory pastors. Pastor Tito, my brother-in-law, unfortunately, my brother-in-law. Pastor Joel Magpantay, who's our Every Nation pastor in Detroit, Michigan. And of course, Pastor Tito. Tatlo po kami sa high school na yun. Imagine that, bro, a small high school. So I could say that the Lord really moved in that school, bro. And of course, Pastor Larry Uy, Okay? Very fiery for the Lord. Okay? All sold out for the Lord. And who else? Pastor Bojo, Joash. Thank you so much. And of course, Pastor Dennisy, your senior pastor, who's actually very much younger than me. And yet, you know, to me, he's a testimony of a godly leader, a true disciple of Jesus Christ. You know, he loves, just like Pastor Lee and Pastor Tito and all your pastors here. He loves the Lord above all and loves his family very much. Okay? That's why thank you for having me here. And may nakita po ako mga familiar faces. Although, of course, si Brother June, Tita Vic is here. Marami po, okay? So, I'm happy to be here. But going back to the passage that we just read here, Acts chapter 8, you can see that there's something unusual with what's happening here. And these people who were scattered, their names were not even mentioned. Only one name was mentioned, and that was Philip. And Philip was actually part of the seven whom they recruited in Acts chapter 6. By the way, bago ko po makalimutan, I also salute, you know, Pastor Gio of our Macau Church, and of course his family here. Welcome. Nakita pa lang kita kanina. Sabi ko, ikaw na dapat mag-preach. Hindi na ako. Okay? But anyway, these people, they were simply described as those who were scattered. How many of you here, you want to have that description? Diba? Sabi ko nga kanina kay Josh, nandito siya, Josh the scattered. Ibig sabihin nung kalat-kalat ka, diba? But anyway, these people were not even mentioned. But nevertheless, they were doing the work that they were called to do. Right? By the way, as Christians, we are called to preach the gospel. That is what the Lord said in Mark chapter 16. Go and preach the gospel to all creation. Go into all the world, preach the gospel to all creation. Matthew 28 tells us, well, the Lord commanded us to go and make disciples of all nations. And that's why what was happening here was very impressive. These people, they were separated from their leaders, quote-unquote, the apostles, and yet they were doing the work of the Lord. Right? By the way, if you're a Christian, how many born-again Christians do we have here in this room tonight? O, yung iba lang pala, no? But, you know, we all know that if you're a born-again Christian, you are a disciple. Acts 11:26 tells us that in Antioch, the disciples were called Christians first. That's why if we'll use an algebraic equation, let X equal to Christian, let Y is equal to disciple, the equation is X is equal to Y. Therefore, don't say that if you're a Christian, you don't want to be a disciple. That's not consistent. Okay, oh, Christiano ako, praise the Lord, di ba? Parang kahit kailan ka magsalita, parang punctuation yung praise the Lord sa'yo. Yung thank you, Jesus. And yet, bro, join ka ng victory group. Oh no, I'm not into discipleship. Well, let me tell you this morning that is actually interchangeable. Disciple and Christian. And we see here that these people were actually separated from the quote-unquote apostles. And they were preaching the gospel. Philip was at this time was still like quote-unquote a simple believer. It was actually only in chapter 21 when he was called Philip the Evangelist. Okay? Coming from last week, we all understand that those who were from the fivefold ministry were the ones who equipped us to do the work of the ministry. Ibig sabihin, later on pa lang po naging evangelist si Philip. But at this time, he was preaching the gospel. And probably the question is, how did this thing happen? How were they able to reach that point when every believer actually is on fire, preaching the gospel, representing the Lord, making disciples, even without their commander in the field being with them? You want to know why? Hello? You want to know why? Sabihin nyo nga. Sige nga, pakisabi sa amin. Konti lang, bro. Si Pastor Lina, uwi na nga ako. Ayun nyo hata. Well, anyway, whether you like it or not, I'm going to do it anyway. Because Pastor Lee asked me to preach here this morning, and Pastor Dennis. So, but do you know that the writer of the book of Acts and the writer of the gospel according to Luke, you know, they have only one author. Okay, sino nagsulat ng Luke? Si Matthew ba? No. It was Luke, the son of Pastor Lee. And, you know, if you're going to read, and I'm sure a lot of you here have read already Luke and Acts. It's actually a twin. They're twins. And the gospel according to Luke was addressed to Theophilus, a guy by the name of Theophilus. And same thing with the book of Acts. Okay, kaya isa po sila. That's why, as we try to understand what's happening here in Acts chapter 8, we have to go look back in the past. Kumbaga, parang inception to. Nagsimula sa huli yan. Maalala nyo ba in inception? Yeah, you have to have your totem. Okay, para malaman mo na you're still normal. Parang tahimik kayo, ano? Nai-insecure tuloy ako eh. Well, anyway, we have to go look back as far as the gospel according to Luke to understand how they reached that point. Okay? And of course, we said that we're in this series. A few weeks back, we talked about Lordship of Jesus Christ. And like we said nga, we are disciples. And I remember that testimony of Pastor Steve. Do you used to drive when you drive, marami kayong detour? Pasensya na kayo kung ganun ako magsalita. Ang dami kong detour. But we'll get to that one goal, okay? I remember Pastor Steve's testimony when he was sitting in that Dunkin' Donuts. This was 1984. That branch along Recto Avenue near our Tandem Cinema. And he said he was using that as his office. And he was trying to write down the vision of our church, Victory. And he said that he wrote down the obvious. And that is to honor God. And to honor God here in Victory, we find its expression by, you know, making disciples. Of course, the honor God is very basic. I believe that's the goal of every Christian church. By the way, Victory is not the church of Jesus Christ. It's just one dot in the body of Christ. And when he wrote that, we find our expression of honoring God, at least here in Victory, as a church. Because as a person, syempre, mga iba-iba kayong dapat gawin to honor God. And a Victory disciple should have at least these five core values. The first one is lordship. We talked about this many weeks ago, 3 weeks ago to be exact. And we said that Jesus, period. No more, no less. Okay, Jesus, period. Simpleng message. I preached that in Ortigas. I preached for 30 seconds. I greeted the people. I said, Jesus, period. Umupo na po ako. Very clear message. Okay? After a week, we talked about evangelism, the 99 and the 1. And we believe that the Lord Jesus Christ looks for every lost person of His people. And He works hard to look for them. And He celebrates whenever He finds one. Last week, we talked about discipleship. We said every member a minister. How many members do we have here? Okay, when we talk about members, those are members of the body. Diba? Are you glad that your body is it has parts that each part works according to the design of the Lord? Huh? How many of you here you're glad that the Lord designed your nose like this to function in a way that the Lord has designed it to function. Di ba? Hindi yung thank God, ang ilong natin di baliktad. Yun ang nandito yung nostrils, di ba? Na pagka umulan, nakalimutan mo magdala ng payong. Di ba? Kahit wala pang undoy, lundod ka na. Okay, naulanan ka lang dyan sa Green Hills. Lunod ka. Pare, anong rokin na matay? Nalunod, pare. Hindi nagdala ng payong eh. Thank God, the design is according to the purpose of the Lord. That's why we said last week, it should be every member doing the ministry and then they'll mature. And it's not, you have to be a mature person first before you minister. Right? Of course, next week we'll be talking about family, and we always say that we value family. We don't believe in disposable relationships. But today we'll talk about leadership. And we say one chapter ahead. And these are our core values. And as we focus more on leadership, let me go back to this passage that we have here after too much or too many detours. Sabi natin, we'll look back in the book of Luke and we'll see the background of what we have here in Acts chapter 8. Ito po yun. And the very first thing that we need to see as we read the Bible, and this is thematic in Luke Acts, is that of there was already a culture of leadership development in the Bible. That's the first thing that we need to take note. There was a culture of leadership development. That's why, you know, if we look back in our history, 1984, 30 years ago, at least 60 American students came in Manila. Diba? Mga college students, they preached the gospel. Their intention was to plant a church here in the Philippines. And they have to stay only for 1 month because they have another outreach to do in South Korea, in Seoul. But that's why when they were there, when they came here 30 years ago, with leaving in mind, you know, that is what Miss Deborah said, they trained with leaving in mind. Okay, kaya po sinasabi nila, you know, one chapter ahead, you can already lead. That's why when we say one chapter ahead, that means that as a believer, we don't have to wait whether you're perfect or not. I don't know how many perfect people do we have here in this room tonight. Wala, di ba? Isa lang ang perfect na taong kilala ko, si Mang Pekto. Okay? Kung di nyo po makuha, baka mamaya nasa jeep kayo, maalala nyo, itawan nyo na lang ng malakas, di ba? No one is perfect. And the fact that we have this culture of leadership development here, we're not going to wait for you to become perfect to enlist you in this program. Kaya nga, one chapter ahead lang. Okay na. Okay, do we find a similar basis in the Word of God? Of course. That's why we're reading the Bible. Because here in Luke chapter 5, verse 10, it says here that, and of course the Lord set a culture of leadership development. This is what he said when he was recruiting his very first disciples. He identified them. He intended to instruct them. He intended to impart spiritual gifts to them. Ito po yung sabi niya, day one pa lang. Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men. The Lord already has a vision for each one of them. That's why tayo po, tayo nga, one chapter ahead, eh si Lord. Diba? Pagkakakilala pa lang niya. Diba? From now on, you'll be catching men. A culture of leadership development. Are you here? We don't have to wait till you get a degree from a seminary. In fact, when we say leadership, we're not saying that it's confined only to becoming a full-time minister. Okay? That's why I'm hoping that everyone will listen now. We're not trying to recruit you to become a pastor, or a full-time pastor, or full-time evangelist. We have our own calling in life. I'm called to be a pastor. Some of you here are called to be businessmen and businesswomen. Some of you are called to be a teacher, a lawyer. But whatever is your calling, that is a way by which you can actually worship God. That's why if you believe to be a doctor for Jesus, then be the best doctor for the Lord. Okay? But all of us are called to be disciple makers. Diba? And when we say leader, you know, there's no such thing as a non-leader. Ika nga nila, neutrality is a myth. The Lord said, if you are not for me, then you are against me. There's no such thing as a non-leader and a leader. Pastor Lee reminded me earlier that every one of us actually can influence another. And we can be influenced also. Amen? Diba? Neutrality is a myth. The question is not whether are you a leader or not. The question is, are you a godly leader? If you're not leading, you're actually leading. Diba? You're leading them in the wrong way. And that is to be passive. But you know, by now we can see that discipleship, biblical discipleship involves leadership development. Are you here? Parang di kayo naniniwala kasi. Because there are other groups that actually believe that you cannot do ministry, you cannot lead others unless you're part of the chosen few. Well, the prevailing religion in this country believes that. Well, you can only interpret the Bible according to the leaders of that religion. Another religion, the one that's celebrating its 100th year today, believes the same thing. Diba? Bible lang, tsaka yung magazine nila, pasugo. But as Christians, we even tell you to read your Bible. Doon pa lang, makikita mo na eh. Which one is biblical? So it's not just an exclusive thing to do for a chosen few to become leaders and ministers. It's open to everyone because the Lord Jesus Christ made that open to everyone. Are you here? That's why, you know, here in Victory is not unique. We're just following the example of the Lord. Kaya huwag niyo sabihin, ang galing ng Victory. No, ang galing ni Lord. Sinusundan lang po namin yung example ni Lord. And it's a culture. I can remember when I was a college student, by the way, I got saved when I was in fourth year college. That was, I first came to Victory in 1986. I remember I was fourth year in college and I have to stop going to school because I had this chicken pox. Okay, lalaki ng bulutong ko nun, si lalaki ng mais. Diba? Kaya ako naging corny eh. And kung ako nga, natatakot sa mukha ko, nagsasalamin ako, sabi, napapailag ako eh. Di lalo na yung mga tao sa labas. Kaya, you know, I chose to stay at home. And, naubos na yung gagawin ko. I have to watch television. I have to keep on surfing channels of television. By the way, ang channel lang namin ata nun, apat, di ba? You know, and when you change channels, you have to do like this. One time, nagalit yung parents ko sa aming magkakapatid. You know, they have to punish us. They have to lock the TV. May susi yung TV nun. Okay? Walang nod ng TV, ha? But I was so bored, I have to stay at home for a long time, waiting for my chicken pox. May plural ba yung chicken pox? Chicken poxes? And I was forced to watch every TV show. At the afternoon, they have this 700 club. One day, I was surfing and I saw Dr. J, Julius Erving. He was the Jordan before there was Michael Jordan. Uta ko, nakita ko yung mukha ni Julius Erving. And I stopped. And he was talking and he was sharing his testimony. Pa-Christian pala to, sabi ko. And I listened and I remember that day I prayed the quote-unquote sinner's prayer. And every time that I'll watch the 700 Club, ganun po nangyari sa akin. Saturday morning, there was a TV show, The Forerunner, hosted by Pastor Rice Brooks. Kaya nga sabi ko, bago pala ako na-born again, kilala ko na si Pastor Rice. Kaya yung na-born again ako, Pastor Extra Rice Brooks na ako. But one night, I called the 700 Club and asked them to pray for me. And that woman to whom I was talking to, she asked me, where do you live? Oh, I live here in Sampaloc. Sabi niya, oh, we have 3 Christian churches along Recto Avenue. Baka gusto mo mag-attend doon. One is University Christian Fellowship at the corner of Legarda and Recto. Okay, siguro may mga taga-Maynila sa inyo, naaalala yan. Kami po, malapit po kami sa Espanya. Sino sa inyo nito nakakaalala ng Espanya? Nga, malapit sa Lake UST? Okay? University Christian Fellowship, UBC, along Morita. And then we have this Victory Christian Fellowship at the Tandem Basement. Okay, sabi ko, alam ko yung Victory, just si Rice Brooks eh. And I began to attend Victory and, you know, I noticed there was a culture of leadership development. The first time I came to Victory, I saw my classmate. Oh, bro, dito ka pala nag-a-attend. Oh, bro, join ka ng Bible study group namin. Ganun ka agad. Okay, sige, join ako. Kasi mga taga-school naman namin. I attended that engineering school in Intramuros. The best engineering school in Intramuros. And after a few weeks, bro, dapat nagsiserve ka na sa church. Ah, ganun ba? Oh, dapat may ministry ka. Usher ako, sama ka sa akin. Usher kami nun. And leadership development was there. You know, I learned servanthood, purity and holiness, being an encourager, being excellent, being diligent, being a man of your word, being whatever, di ba? Stewardship. Okay, I remember as an usher, our head usher, who's now one of our pastors in Caloocan, Pastor Ferdy Del Valle. College po ako noon, high school pa lang siya, but he was our head usher. Ewan ko, ba't mukha siguro akong walis. Pag nakikita ako ni Pastor Ferdy, bro, walisin mo yung bubong ng center natin. Gano'n ba? Sige, bro. Aakit ako sa bubong. I have to sweep the roof. The next Sunday, gano'n na naman. Kasi, syempre, usher, maaga ka eh. Bro, walisin mo yung bubong natin. One day, hindi na ako makatiis. Sabi ko, bro, bakit ba natin winawalis yung bubong natin? Wala naman tayong mga guest doon eh. You know how he addressed my concern? Again, it's leadership development. Sabi niya, bro, alam mo, ganyan tayo kay Lord. Kahit hindi nakikita isang bagay, still you have to be excellent. Wow, nga no. Sige bro, linggo-linggo na lang ako magwawalis ng bubong. There was this culture of leadership development. When we come to the service, we have to bring our Bible and a paper and a pen. We have to take down notes. Although, you know, I understand nowadays you just take a picture of the screen. Diba? Medyo tamad na tayo magsulat eh. Kaya mga kabataan ngayon, ang mga sulat, sorry to say, ang papangit na, di ba? Kaliwa na, paapa, di ba? But that's, you know, that's why I'm in a campaign to bring, always bring your Bible. Dali mo yung Bible mo. And thank God, my son is beginning to learn that, although he did not bring his Bible today, but... In fact, it's easier now. You can have your so-called notes and Bible in one tablet or phone. Diba? Leadership development. May kulturang ganun. Are you here? So bro, join ka ng ministry. Bro, dapat nag-lead ka na ng Bible study. In our campus, our campus leader will tell us, told us, bro, next time, ikaw naman mag-share ng word. Grabe. Isang linggo akong di nakapag-aral ng lesson ko. Pagkasabi pa lang, kinabahan na ako, paano kaya gagawin ko doon? But you can see from the Bible, like what Luke 6:40 tells us. Well, if you can just flash that. A disciple is not above his teacher. But everyone, when he is fully trained, will be like his teacher. That's why we're saying that discipleship, biblical discipleship, always has to do with leadership development. If you're a disciple, it's not that you're a sidekick forever or a subordinate. And by the way, we don't define it that way. It's just the perception that I'm addressing. There's a vision that one day you will reach that level too. And in fact, the Apostle Paul, in his one of his epistles, 2 Timothy, he mentioned there, 2 Timothy 2, verse 2, and puro 2 po yun. Kaya sa 1 to 1, nilagay pa rin natin yung 2. Wala naman kayo. Paul said, and the things that you heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who are able to teach others also. 4 generations of discipleship, Paul, Timothy, reliable men, and others. That is leadership development that's related to biblical discipleship. Are you here? That's why, thank God that we have this basis of what we're doing here in Victory. So, culture is like what Mr. Webster say, culture is an attitude or behavior that's characteristic of a particular social group. We have to be identified with that. That's why, you know, kahit si Pastor Steve, very encouraging yan. He would even brag about you in public. I remember when I was applying in a seminary, syempre may mga recommendation. Pastor Steve was one of those who filled up my recommendation. Of course, that was sealed. But during the interview, the professor who interviewed me, sabi ganun, tinitignan niya yung recommendation ni Pastor Steve. Whoa. Your pastor really believes in you. Hindi dapat pinapabasa yung recommendation, pero sobrang believe niya, pinabasa niya. But when I was reading it, I was thinking, ganito ba ako gagaling? I know myself, I'm not this good, but that heart to encourage others is, you know, it's simply flows out from Pastor Steve. Okay? And I believe he was just mirroring. Is there such a word, mirroring? Reflecting pala. Reflecting the character of the Lord. But that should be a something that will define us. It should be a culture. It's not just a fad or a trend. Fad is something that will fade away. Trend is even shorter. Kaya nga sa Twitter, diba trending bro? Pagtingin mo, hindi naman eh. Lalo na yung fad. When we were teenagers in the 80s, diba yung iba sa inyo, inabutan si Paso Tito siguro. Baguettes boy ito eh, mga naka... Diba? May zipper pa yung pantalon. Sobrang baston kasi. Thank God, it's just a fad. Imagine if it's a culture. Lahat ng taga-Victory, dapat may zipper yung pantalon, baston. Siguro iba sa inyo, ayoko na nga mag-Victory. Kind of like other groups that, you know, they were not allowed to cut their hair. And yung iba, nakaputi 24/7. Diba? But thank God, leadership development is a culture that we want to maintain. Because, you know, some cultures change. Parang tayo mga Pilipino, may mga negative culture tayo that we need to change. Bawal umihi dito, dun lalo umiihi mga tao. Bawal tumawid dito, tumatawid pa rin. Nilagyan na ng bakal. Diba? Inaakit pa rin. Nilagay na nga, may namatay na rito, tumatawid pa rin. But there are some good cultural trait of Filipinos, kind of like, and because it's so positive, they call it values. Like for example, Filipinos now are one of the most generous people in the world. According to this foundation from UK. 2012, we were ranked number 17. 2013, we were ranked 16. I'm hoping that 2014 will go higher. Hindi nyo alam yun, ano? Feeling nyo, mga Pilipino, puro... No. That is how the world sees us. And there are cultures that we need to maintain, and thank God, we need to continue to pursue this. We have this culture of leadership development. The next one is Holy Spirit. I'm running out of time. No, sabi rito sa Rilos, ubus na po yung oras ko. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Sorry, andal-dal ko kasi. It's the Holy Spirit because a lot of people, they're thinking about qualifications. And this is the world thing. That before you become a leader, you need to be qualified. That's why all of us, we tend to live with our best foot forward. Diba? Punta ka, you go to the U.S. Embassy, you want a visa, you put your best foot forward. All the needed papers, you'll actually bring. Kahit na land title ng tito mo, dinadala mo. Diba? Kotse ng kaibigan mo, yung rehistro, dadalhin mo. Putting your best foot forward. Right? Looking for a job, same thing. There are qualifications and you have to put your best foot forward. But do you know that in God's eyes, we don't have to do that? In fact, the Lord Jesus Christ, when He died for us on the cross, He did not say, you know, everyone, because I died on the cross, and by the way, you don't deserve my forgiveness, you don't deserve my free gift. What if the Lord Jesus Christ will say, okay, this free gift is available to those whose height is 7 feet and above? Grabe. Si EJ File lang ang Pilipinong papasa. Mababorn again. People who will get saved are those only who have a PhD. Not just from any school, from the Ateneo. Diba? Paano yun? But thank God, He was not just looking for qualifications for us to get saved. On the contrary, He is the one who qualifies us. Are you here? He's the one who qualifies us. And not just qualifying us to partake of this free gift, He also empowers us. Well, siguro yung mga ibang tao, grabe, pinili mo yung si Tito. Eh, alam mo ba na ganto yan? Well, the Holy Spirit has the next step, and that is to empower him. Are you here? How many of you here, you're glad that the Holy Spirit's presence is the only qualification for leadership development? Right? You don't have to put your best foot forward. If you believe by faith, and that is by faith, it's not even dependent on your feeling. Almost every day, I wake up without feeling safe. Diba, andyan yung tinadyakan mo yung pusa. By the way, magkakakaso ka na ngayon yan pag ginawa mo yan. Diba, andyan yung marami kang, and you don't feel like you're safe. But that's why it should be by faith. And if you're a Christian, you're a born-again Christian, the Holy Spirit dwells in you. And that is enough qualification to be enlisted in this leadership development. Are you here? That's why in Acts 1:8, you know, this time when the Lord was staying with the disciples for quite some time after His resurrection, remember that? And the disciples asked Him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? The Lord said, it is not for you to know the times and the dates that the Father set by His own authority. But when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you'll have received power to be my witness in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the rest of the world. Are you here? That's why as Christians, tigilan na natin yung newspaper exegesis. Because Christians nowadays, they try to interpret what's happening around the world using newspapers, not using the Bible. A lot of Christians, they don't want discipleship, but they're too much or they're too consumed trying to figure out when the Lord will return. Eh, kabaliktaran nga, sabi ni Lord eh. But you should do His work, making disciples, preaching the gospel. What if, assuming that it can be actually achieved, you are a Christian, di ba? Because of you being bright, you figured that the Lord will come 12 o'clock today. Hindi mo ginagawa yung sinabi niya, go and make disciples. Pero, you know, you spent your whole Christian life trying to figure out when the Lord will return, and you figured out that it's going to be 12 o'clock today. Lampas na, naiwan na tayo. Tapos hinihintay mo, 11:59, pumikit ka na. Alam mo, darating si Lord. Pagtingin mo, 12:02. Hindi pa ako na-rapture. Naiwan ka. Because that was the thing that you were doing all throughout your Christian life. Whereas the Lord told us, don't do that. Versus, even if you don't know when the Lord will return, but you're doing it faithfully, well, do you think you can be part of that? Not that our salvation is dependent on that. It's just an illustration to emphasize that we have to do the work of God, because anyway, the Holy Spirit qualifies us. Are you here? And talking about culture, then we Christians should be the ones living out this commission to preach the gospel. I have this story of an American barber in the San Francisco Bay Area. I hope I still have time to share that. Ano? Hindi ko makita yung time. 12:25. Okay. Konti na lang. This guy, an American barber, one day he decided he's going to give free haircut to every Asian immigrant. Okay, this guy was a Christian. On that day, a Chinese guy came to his shop. You know, he cut the hair, ganda ng gupit, you know. Chinese guy was paying him for his service. Barber said, no, it's for free. Really? Yeah, it's for free. Oh, thank you so much. Seshe. The next day, while the American barber was opening his shop, he saw by the door of his shop this plate of noodles and pork buns. And a note that says, thank you so much for the free haircut. American barber said, what you sow is what you reap. Thank you, Lord, for this noodles and pork buns. Open his shop, then business as usual. That day, a Japanese guy came. Pagupit din. Ginupitan niya. Japanese guy was trying to pay. Said, no, it's for free. Japanese guy said, arigato, thank you so much. The next day, by the door of his shop, while he was opening the shop, he saw a plate of sushi in a ceramic vase with a note, thank you so much for the free haircut. Thank you, Lord, for the gift. Business as usual. That day, a Filipino guy came. Alam niyo na mangyayari. Pagupit yung Pinoy. He was paying. The American barber said, no, it's for free. Are you sure? Yeah. Oh, maraming salamat. Thank you. The next day, the American barber was opening his shop and he noticed a group of men a few yards away. And when he fully opened the shop, the guy from yesterday stood up and said to the other guys, tara na mga kabayan, libre gupit dito. Talking about Filipino culture. We spread that good news. Sale dito bro, libre to. But ladies and gentlemen, we are Filipino Christians. Filipinos love freebies, but the greatest freebie of all, the free gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why don't we have this culture of spreading the good news? Come on, let's give the Lord a clap. Offering today. But it's the Holy Spirit who qualifies us. Acts 6 tells us that one of the bases why Stephen, Philip, and the rest of the seven were selected is because of they're full of the Holy Spirit. So again, there goes the qualification. If you know that the Holy Spirit dwells in you, then that's the initial qualification. Of course, we have to go through training. We're not saying that that's not needed. But the initial qualification is there. And of course, the last one, para tayong inception, dumating na tayo sa patapos. We started from the end. Acts chapter 8. True leaders, and of course, it's not instant. Pastor Steve himself said that leadership is a long, arduous process. It's not a magical altar call moment. But it's a lifelong journey. But the last goal here is Acts chapter 8. Despite the fact that they were separated from their apostles, they were living out a life of a disciple because of leadership development. That explains why these disciples, these Christians, live this way, despite the great persecution. And ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, let me just tell you as we end this morning, that during the week, you're actually away from your pastors. But I hope that if there's someone who will approach you and ask you to pray for healing, I hope you will not answer, ah, ganun ba? Teka, tawagan ko muna si Pastor Lee. Pa-schedule kita ng prayer. I hope you will not do that. Because you have been trained to do the work of the ministry, and not just that. You'll be trained by your pastors here to even lead others to know Christ, to know the Lord more. Amen? And you know what? As we review, we have this culture, we have the Holy Spirit as the one who qualifies us. Thank God that the Lord Jesus Christ believes in us. Sometimes probably you don't believe in yourself. But the Lord, do you know that the Lord Jesus Christ believes in you? Pastor, kala ko ba we need to believe in Christ? Of course. But He believes in you so much that He invested a lot in you. Imagine that. He died for us on the cross. And after He went up to heaven, He sent the Holy Spirit to empower us. That's a Trinitarian work, actually. So that we could live this life of a disciple, this life of a leader who can impact the world for the glory of God, and who could, we ourselves, could lead others to become disciples also. Amen? That's part of the free gift. The free gift of the Lord Jesus Christ is not just forgiveness. It's not just so that you will not spend your eternity in hell. But it's to become victorious, even in this life. Dito pa lang, victorious ka na. Dito pa lang, you're honoring God. That's why everything has to be lived by faith. But we thank God for the culture, for the Holy Spirit, and for the grace to live out the thing that was deposited in us. Amen? Amen. Let us pray. Can we all stand up as we pray? Lord, thank you so much. First of all, Lord, for the free gift of salvation. Thank you, Lord, for that free gift. We do not deserve your forgiveness, Lord. In fact, we lived our lives in rebellion against you, whether we're conscious of it or not. Still the same, regardless of our awareness of it. But you did not even ask for a vote whether we can allow you to die for us on the cross, because we were even clueless. And you took the initiative because you know that we need that. You died for us on the cross to open a door for us to get saved. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And you even sent the Holy Spirit to empower us, so that we ourselves will have this motivation and ability to tell others about you, leading others to know you more. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.